Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Here's an idea for a business. What are two things people like? A lot of people like cannabis.
That's true, yeah.
A lot popular. Of people like topless ladies.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Put them together.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the Reese's peanut butter cups of vice.
Oh, wow.
The Lone Strip Club in Franklin County may soon be converted into the first of its kind establishment in the country. 22 News reporter Heath Kalb is live from our Franklin County Bureau in Greenfield with what the new owners of Castaways Lounge in Whately plan to do with their business.
Yes, Ciara, the Castaway Lounge has been shut down since the beginning of COVID restrictions. But now with two new owners, the possibility of a topless marijuana dispensary is a real possibility.
Oh, looks like a beautiful place.
Oh, boy. Yeah, right?
Topless marijuana dispensary. Okay.
During the Whately Select Board meeting held on Thursday, February
6th. Oh, hopefully they don't get rid of the old Budweiser sign attached to the side of it.
Yeah, right.
If they do, they better sell it. That's worth money.
Meeting held on Thursday, February 16th, owners Nicholas Spagnola and Julia Sokol spoke about possible plans for Club Castaway, located at 226 State Road. Spagnola and Sokol purchased the club in 2019, and now the two owners plan to reopen the strip club within 60 days and at some point transition to a marijuana dispensary.
So wait, they're not, so they're just going to have one foot in both lanes for a minute and then slowly phase out the toplessness?
Well, I guess they need to close that chapter in the building's history and, yeah, transition to something new.
But that chapter is already closed because they're closed down right now. Well, they have to reopen and then transition. They could just have a clean break.
We don't know how it ended, though. There might still be people.
Do you think there was somebody in mid-strip? Like she's just been hanging out on the pole for
Can
a while?
Can I have my bra back?
There's still a couple
can't
coupons.
Hear out for teacher again.
There are a couple coupons that they still need to honor before they close the place down.
Somebody said hometown strip clubs. Dance. Somebody said hometown strip clubs like that are known as porn in the corn.
They hit different. They're BYOB most of the time too, which is crazy.
There's this little town when you drive from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania to State College for Penn State games or why ever you'd be driving through there. And all it is a Sheetz gas station, which is new and is so filled with lights and cleanliness. It looks like it was dropped in by aliens. And then three strip clubs, each of which as you go by, depending on the direction you go, when you're heading west, each of them as you go by seems a little more desperate.
and they are.
For years, for a decade, we've been going there in that direction. And every year I'm like, I would love to see what the employees look like in there right now. But I am, we're never going to stop. I'm just curious.
Would you love to see?
Daytime strippers especially. You right. know they got that daytime slot.
In a town
reason.
That has one gas station, three strip clubs.
Yeah.
They are currently in the process of getting their cannabis provisional license, and before any changes are made, the town of Whately's zoning board would have to approve the transfer of the license. Now, there were some concerns from select
this guy,
board members.
The entire time sounds like he's suppressing a burp.
I drank so much coke
while trying before not to wake up a baby nearby.
But both owners are excited for what's to come. Working for you live in Greenfield out of the Franklin County Bureau. I'm Heath Kalb, 22 News.
He looks like an animated character came to life. I can't get out when people look like that. Like, wow, you have cartoon features. It's mm-hmm. I can't unsee it.
People know which town I was talking about. You're talking about Clark's Ferry. I think that's the name
of
it.
Yeah, it looked like it. Yeah.
People saying, I've driven through there. You described it perfectly. Another person said, I've been wanting to open a topless barber shop for years. I think it's a brilliant idea.
I feel like there probably are somewhere.
I mean, I don't know what kind of zoning you'd have to get for that particular thing. But
don't they have like men's specific barber shops where it's all cute girl? It's like Hooters, but for
oh, definitely
every,
that.
That's yeah. every guy haircut place, and they have sports jerseys on the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and they have their hair dryers and toolboxes.
Yeah, what's the name of a free beer? You go there.
I don't think they do everything you said, Steve. Tools are in toolboxes. And there's some sports jerseys on the wall.
It's called like jugs
I don't
and
think
cuts.
They got the note about the Hooters part.
They should, though.
I don't think they did.
They should push more in that direction.
I'm sorry. I just really like Steve's salon name, Jugs and Cuts.
Yeah.
Make sure you say cuts, though.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, I couldn't go there.
You could really have a word scramble on that one.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.